two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem, so while you're out running your errands today, swing by, grab yourself some new furniture, because once you walk in there, you're going to be like, oh, I need everything in the store.
How's it going, Lindsay? So good to see you.
I'm so good. It's so good to be with you, Heather. You know, I always joke with you on this show that I'm like 3 years behind the trends when it comes to interior design, because I'm not the person who's like, oh, I like this trend, let me do it right now. It's like 3 years later when I have the budget and the money and the time to like update a kitchen, for example. And I'm still in that mindset of like, give me the blue lowers with the white uppers and the gold fixtures. But we may have moved on from that trend.
You know what, Lindsay? I don't think so. I think that's one of those classic design trends that is not going away. I call it the Ralph Lauren effect, where it's just, you know, the blacks, the whites, the grays, the beiges, the navies, they never go out of style.
Okay, good.
Most of us don't have money to redo our entire house all at once, right? So we want that parade of homes look, but always can't get that. So I always just recommend start somewhere.
Some paint.
Anything,
some
right?
Paint.
Buy a sofa, get a rug, you know, get the ball rolling, and then it kind of comes together.
That's so great advice.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Part of it's just showing up and doing something because it's paralyzing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't know what to buy. And so it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You don't want to make the wrong decision. And so sometimes you need a design expert to just help you and say, yes, you are doing the right thing,
right,
and help you spend your money wisely.
But I imagine starting small too, like something like replacing the knobs on your poles, right? Your poles for your handles,
like,
and your drawers.
Cabinets?
Your cabinets. You love a gold fixture, but you don't want to commit to even a paint color at this point. Like, change the knobs first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, and you can mix metals. I think a lot of people are afraid to do that. That shiny brass that our moms and our grandmas have, it's not that anymore. It's more of a brushed gold, and you can do that even with a picture frame or, you know, a candle, or adding some gold just in your pillows or a rug is awesome.
Yeah, definitely good advice. Okay, I know you have some more kitchen trends for us this segment.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we have so much fun on this real estate show. Every single week we get to talk about, you know, what's going on in the market, not only in Utah and nationally. And of course, this week has been a crazy week with bank news, and we'll get into all of that later. But right now, let's just talk about fun things.
Let's talk kitchens, shall we?
There's an industry association and that I belong to, and we get, you know, all the expert advice of over 600 people that are chiming in, and I'm part of that. And we are talking about the top 2023 kitchen design trends on the KSL show today, which is super fun. We all want a great kitchen. Your kitchen is the heart of your home.
We kind of live in the kitchen, don't we?
We really do. And if you invest in your kitchen, it's a great place that you will get that money back. You will get a return on your investment. So do not scrimp or save in your kitchen. That is somewhere you need to splurge.
I have a kitchen too where the back door comes into the kitchen. Yeah. So like you just congregate there. All your stuff drops there. The mudroom bleeds into the kitchen. And so it's just like this tiny space in our house where we're just always congregating.
Well, and in Utah, we just love our food.
Yeah, of course.
Our kids, you know, doing homework on the kitchen counter while mom's in there making dinner. And it's just the place that all of us are. So, you know, what's trending in residential kitchens these days? So 600 people, like I said, chimed in on this online survey. This includes designers, manufacturers, remodelers, and architects. So we're really getting a broad spectrum of what's going on in the industry, which is amazing. So, okay, number one, kitchens are bigger and more involved than ever. And I think that statement is more true in Utah than probably any other state in the country. We have large homes. People that move here from out of state can't believe how big our homes are for the prices. And, you know, if being born and raised in Utah, we all have a little sticker shock and we think things are very expensive. But if you're an out-of-stater, it's a great deal to invest in real estate here in Utah.
Out of country, or I have a au pair right now who's here from Italy, and she lives in Rome, so all their houses are just tiny. And put together city living, right? So she comes here and she's like, whoa, your houses are huge.
And we have larger families, which justifies some of that. And then we all have toys. I think garages are becoming bigger and bigger. You know, to have a two-car garage is almost unheard of these days on these bigger lots. So people have 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 car garages and smaller homes.
I have two cars. Two cars.
And then they're just full, right? Of bikes and stuff and all the good things. But people are loving kitchens that are multifunctional. And again, there's a lot of that at-home work and entertaining needs. All of us live in our homes just a little bit different, but kitchens are where we entertain, you know, our large families. I'm at that almost empty nester stage, Lindsay, where my girls bring their friends. I have two college-age girls, and we just congregate on Sundays.
I think it's so true, too, with your home. If you build it, they will come kind of mentality. 100%. Right? I have young kids, but my au pair has a lot of Italian friends in the area, and so they come over often, and it's so fun to congregate there.
It's so fun. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so expanded spaces, just open spaces that obviously are connected to great rooms and family rooms so that we can just hang out. Smart technology. Refrigerators are incredible right now. I mean, they pretty much
tell you the weather.
They can do your grocery list.
Oh my gosh.
What in the world, right?
You finished your milk, put it on your grocery list.
Exactly. It's getting low. And I think vibrant finishes. People are getting more daring in their kitchens. There was a trend of, you know, the alder cabinets 20 years ago, the knotty alder in the Tuscan Old World homes. Then we did a huge swing to craftsmen because of the Joanna Gaines trend. So everything was black and white, but people are doing color. So, Lindsay, your navy blue cabinets,
they're still you can on trend. Still do that. Maybe they've gone out and come back.
Behind. No, you're awesome. Greens are all the rage. You know, again, a classic color that's not going out of style. White oak. We're starting to get a lot more interest in some of the slab front, which is more of a modern look.
Right.
Very, very different for Utah, but I'm seeing a lot of that in the Park City, in the Heber area, downtown Salt Lake. We're doing a lot of those finishes as well, which I think is so fun. You know, your home really is a reflection of you. So make it fun. Make it somewhere that you want to be. I also believe that homes are becoming more spa-like than ever. People just want casual and they want comfortable and they just want to rest. We're all exhausted with everything that we have going on. You know, we're working these 40-hour weeks with all of our kids and their extracurricular activities, and we just want to be comfortable. It doesn't have to look like a hotel.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay. Next is sustainability. So according to the survey, clients are paying closer attention to all of these products. And this is a great representative of just a greater homeowner trend. It's unexpected. And all of these choices are just more organic. People are loving things that are recyclable and are affordable.
Is this in their like design or just the products they're using in their homes?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything that is specifically in energy and water saving points. So I have
a faucet
right now that is, it's basically a motion faucet. So you don't even have to turn it on. So you're not wasting water.
Yes.
Which is great. LED lighting is huge. People are spending a lot of money just replacing all of that and then never having to supposedly replace lighting for 10 years, which
right.
is huge. No one wants to worry about that.
Well, and we save energy, which helps, you know, the grid, right?
Exactly.
It helps the whole thing. Yeah.
Energy efficient appliances, VOC paints, increased natural lighting. We have low-E windows, you know, all the good things. Wellness drivers. People are loving backsplashes that don't have grout. We just don't want to clean the spaghetti sauce off of the grout.
That's
so
fair.
You just take that countertop right up the back. That's great. Less grout, more quartz, quartzite, stone, larger windows, outdoor access, all showed up in these surveys. And last but not least, just technology enhancements. So you can actually go to your light switch panel and turn off the entire home. So you don't have to go downstairs if you accidentally forgot a light that was on. All the good things, and specifically in your kitchen, just smart features are all the rage.
We are optimizing our homes.
It's amazing.
100%. Yeah, it's awesome. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. You can go down to her stores in Lehigh and Orem and see any of the products she has there to help you get your home optimized and update your kitchen and your home while you're more on The Real Estate Show. You're at it. We'll take a break. More on The Real Estate Show in just a
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She owns and founded and started the stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. She's building a brand new store at Traverse Mountain, right?
We sure are. We're so excited.
I can't wait until that is done. That's a little bit closer to Salt Lake. I still maintain you need a Salt Lake store.
I know, we do. In all my free time.
Yeah.
I'm working on that
one. In all your free time, take one of your stores and move it up to Salt Lake. But there's a lot of trends going on right now in home decor, in like updating your home. And when it comes to bathrooms, what's so interesting to me is like this is a utilitarian space in our house. We all need bathrooms, right? But like people are making their bathrooms like spa-like these days.
They sure are. And there's definitely a focus on luxury, right? So our bathrooms are bigger. In the previous segment, we talked about kitchens and how in Utah, we love our kitchens. They really are the heart of the home. And it's a great investment to spend money in your kitchen. You will enjoy it and it will be money that you will be a return on your investment when you go to sell your home. Bathrooms, in my book, is number two.
Really?
It will make or break your home, specifically the master bathroom. I think that is so, so important to make that a place that you want to be. So there's industry associations. There's 600 of us that belong to this association, and we get to chime in and give each other opinions and talk about trends, and I belong to that. And there's 600 of us. So this online survey that we do includes designers, dealers, manufacturers, remodelers, and architects. And we all answered questions for 2023 design trends. So just, you know, broad spectrum overview. Bathrooms are bigger and they're more involved than ever before in all the right ways. creating that spa-like bathroom, which I am obsessed
yeah.
with.
Yeah. So in my last house, we redid our basement and our bathroom downstairs. And once we redid the bathroom, it became like the nicest room in the house.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wait a second, how is the bathroom the place I want to spend the most time?
Right. Well, and you kind of do spend a lot of time there just yeah. getting ready in the morning.
Yeah.
Just like kitchens, technology is taking over bathrooms. There are so many cool features that you can do and just making it relaxed.
And
right?
functional, too.
Functional.
You need a really functional space, whether it's like his or her sinks or just like the outlet's in the right place. How many times have you bought a house where the outlet is in the wrong place and you're like, got cords all over the place?
Oh, I know.
And it's just annoying.
Or outlets in the mirror, if you can just take them to the wall. It's
yeah.
so much better. Yeah, so many good things. So opening up that space by removing bathtubs for larger showers or taking down walls that previously were between the sink and the toilet just makes everything feel a little bit larger. Freestanding bathtubs are still all the rage. If you are remodeling or you're building a new home, people still love that look. It's just breathtaking, right? It's the focus of your bathroom. They're not as comfortable as the deep soakers and don't have all the jets and all the bells and whistles, but they're absolutely gorgeous. And then you put together one of those freestanding faucets right there. And I mean, who doesn't want to take a bath in that?
I'm not really a bath person, but mm-hmm. I think if I had a tub that
if you had a nice
invited
one.
Me, yes, then
you
I would be
love
more.
It.
It's like bathing in the same place where my kids have all their toys. It's just like, that's not relaxing to me.
It's so true. Having these open spaces in these en suites, like your master guest bedroom, the laundry is so popular. Who doesn't want a laundry in their closet where they can just throw stuff in, even if it's just a small stackable? That's incredible. Small refrigerators in bathrooms, in closets. I mean, how cool
right?
to just go get your water, your Diet Coke right,
right
there. We're so spoiled.
I had a bathroom growing up where the, you know, the laundry chute went down to the bathroom.
All right.
Or to the laundry room below yeah. it. So you were in the bathroom, you put the clothes in the cabinet and it falls down into the laundry room below. I mean,
love
that
it.
Takes some engineering because you got to have the room above the laundry room, but
yeah,
it was pretty remarkable.
I'm loving that. Okay, so workout areas off of that master is amazing. Just a private place. You can do some yoga, get on a treadmill, you know, do all your stretching as we're getting older. We need a little more of that.
Speak for yourself, Heather.
I am speaking for myself. Dang it. Hate that. Okay, so LED lighting again is all the rage. Lower E windows and doors, the EPA water sense rated faucets and shower heads and toilets are still all great, smart home features are, you know, number one in bathrooms, these technology enhancements.
Where you can start your shower from your phone before
oh
you even get in there.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So temperature, moisture controls, voice controls, app controls, smart toilets, the lid opens before you even walk in or barely when you walk in the room.
Oh my gosh, we could save so many marriages if you had a remote control toilet lid seat down thing.
Exactly. Heated floors, Lindsay. If
oh,
you
yes.
have not had a heated floor, you have not lived. It's kind of like having a heated seat in
right.
your car or
right.
your heated steering wheel. Once you have it, you're not going back. But so cozy, so, you know, comfortable. People are loving it. Those digital showering where you can turn on the lights, you can turn on all of the essential oils. I mean, really, we're so spoiled.
Right? Hashtag first world problems.
First world problems.
Yeah.
If you are considering remodeling or building a home, these are just some really fun ideas that hopefully will inspire you that maybe you haven't thought of before.
Yeah. I definitely want to put one of those remote control shower starter things in my house. I mean, I just have a normal, like, 2003 turn on your shower
right?
like a normal person.
And you can even control it from your cell phone.
Yeah.
You can come home from skiing and turn
oh
it on
God.
Before you even come home.
That's so
it's
amazing.
Incredible, you
all
guys.
Right. Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs. You can get all the latest and greatest at her stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. We'll take a break. More on The Real Estate Show in just a minute.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with me of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. So if you're out running your errands today, it's a great day to swing by her stores. Check out all the latest and greatest in furniture. She's got technology that can get your house up to date. You're going to walk in her stores, though, and just be like, and I need one of everything because it's so pretty. And I'll take it in the layout that you've laid it out in.
There we go. Right? Thanks, Lindsay. You know, I'm a little biased, but I love our furniture stores. One thing that I think that we do that's very unique is we have different products than all of the other stores. So you are not going to have the same sofa or the same dining table as 17 of your neighbors who also bought it at the box store. You're going to have one of a kind, great products. These manufacturers that we purchase from the big box stores buy maybe one or two from that line, and then they stack them deep and buy hundreds of them. Mm-hmm. But there's 98 or 99 other products that no one ever sees, and right, those are what we carry at our store. So once it's gone, we don't get it in again. So yeah, it's kind of fun.
It is one
it's
of
like
a
Christmas.
Kind. And I can remember, Heather, I first got introduced to your work like at a trade show years and years and years ago, before I ever worked at KSL, before I ever knew you, before we started doing this home show. And I was just like, that is what I like, but I don't know how to do. And then here we are full circle now getting to meet every week and talk
it's
about
so
these
fun.
Things.
No, and you've just become one of my really great friends. So I love and look forward to doing this show with you every single week. And we just get to talk about happy things. And
right,
hopefully all of our KSL friends get to tune in. And we just love having you come into our store and say, I heard about the KSL show and I need this, or I want to hire you for interior design stuff. So that's always great. We do stay up to date on the latest and greatest, not only what's going on in the Utah market, the Parade of Homes, very involved with all of that, but also I don't know any other store that works harder in staying up to date on the trends and what's mm-hmm. going on. In the previous segments, we talked about kitchen trends, bathroom trends, the national trends, but then also, of course, Utahizing those because we're a little unique here.
Right.
But all of these things really do contribute to just having a home that you love to be in, and they really do impact your well-being at home.
Yeah.
This segment, we're going to talk about just noise at home, which all of us have, right? I
wait,
have four kids.
Is there a way to mute my kids?
You like, have two kids, Lindsay. Right. How do you do that?
I have two little ones. They're 8 and 4. And yeah, if they had a mute button, I mean, I love them to death, but you know, sometimes it's just so loud.
Sometimes you just need a spa bathroom. Right. You can close the door and say, give me 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. So planes, trains, and automobiles obviously can negatively impact your well-being. And even your neighbors next door can be.
How do I soundproof my house?
I hope my neighbors are not listening right now. No, I love all of my neighbors. But sometimes you get in neighborhoods where it is louder.
Yeah, or you live next to, we had some college kids renting the house next to us. And it was often, you know, parties, which, you know, I'm not going to be that neighbor, but just when my kids finally went to sleep at 10 o'clock and you're still having a live band over there, it can be hard.
It can be so hard. So just having double paned windows, having window coverings, doing all of the things that we can do, honking horns, squeaking brakes, all of that disrupts your ability to relax at your home. So we're going to try to help you get back to being healthy and to be happy and have less stress and annoyance at your home. And there are some things that you can do that will contribute to this. Again, having these spaces that you love that are aesthetically beautiful will help, but then also having proper insulation in your home. I have been in the real estate industry for years and years and years and have just been blown away by existing homes that are lacking insulation.
Yeah, I think that's one of those pain points too. You don't realize when you kind of walk through a house to go buy it. I mean, oftentimes we walk through a house once and then we buy it, right?
Yeah, like it's crazy. Because we like the carpet. Yeah. We like the kitchen cabinets.
It's such a major, but you don't realize where the floor squeaks or the fact that when you're walking on the treadmill in the morning, you can hear that in the baby's room upstairs. And it's just those pain points that you like didn't realize were a thing.
Absolutely. So attic insulation is very, very easy and doesn't cost a lot of money. Just to add a little more to that area is just very, very quick and needed. If you are doing any kind of remodeling and you need sheetrock to be moved, if you're taking down a wall, that would give you a really good indication of what's going on in the rest of your home as far as insulation. And there are blow-in systems that can help you on existing homes. They can actually put in very small holes and blow in a lot of insulation in the walls. So that's pretty cool.
You're going to be mortified when I tell you this story about how we tried to insulate our walls. We just shoved pillows in like the attic grass in the room between the gym and the other rooms. We tried to just stuff pillows in kind of some of the slots up there. And I don't know that it's even working, but
you're the best.
Here's where we are, Heather.
I just think you're awesome. So TVs, radios, when you're in the master bedroom, obviously you want all of that to be insulated. Bathrooms need to be insulated. Replacing your doors so that you have solid core doors instead of the hollow core doors, specifically bathrooms, that half bath that's off the kitchen. No one wants to hear what's going on in there. Right. So make sure that you're doing those things. They're very inexpensive ways to update your home. And we all just want good relations with our neighbors. So, you know, when you're hearing the lawnmowers, there's probably a reason why that your home maybe needs to be insulated. There's something that's not right there.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah,
so be careful with that. Okay,
and don't do pillows. I'm not advocating for that method.
To get an insulation company on the real estate show next time.
Get a real fix. Don't do the Lindsay life hack of pillows in the attic.
There we go. Adding more soft goods in your decor will obviously help. Carpet, rugs, upholstered furniture, wallpaper, draperies, shears, bedding. All of those things will help insulate and mitigate noise in your home. Bathrooms are the most difficult always because of the hard surfaces. So there's a lot of vibration and loud echoing that goes in there, and the acoustics in there are hard once you've built a home to remedy. So keep that. But again, kitchens are also a super loud area of the home. And especially at the end of the day when everyone is home from work and kids are there, pots and pans clinging with meal prep and the disposal and the microwave pinging and timers are going off. And no wonder that families really dread the infamous meltdown hour in the evenings, right?
4 to 6. We
four
know
to
it well.
Six. We know how all of that is going to handle for all of us. But thicker landscape can also help soften that neighborhood noise.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Specifically in higher traffic areas. So if you are located by an airport or a freeway, or you have a more of a high traffic road, plant bushes and trees and all of those things, which will help with all of that soundproofing. Backyards are the other area that I really want to feature. Those exterior noises, specifically if you have a garden or you have a pool, you want to make sure that you have a little more privacy. So figuring out if and where your neighbors are located and where to plant things appropriately. There are landscape architects and designers that can come and help you with all of those things. Do not underestimate the value of landscaping. It can be very, very beautiful. And again, it's one of those things that you can just do, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 or 50,000 at a time over many, many years and just keep adding to that.
And it's going to change too in the winter and the summer. I have a backyard that is, you know, it's my favorite feature of the house. It is massive for the area that I live in. And we're so lucky to have this lot. It's surrounded by trees, but in the winter, all those leaves come off, right? So in the winter, your neighbors that are kind of perched up a little bit are looking right down into your yard.
Yeah, right? I know. And then when it comes to noise transmission within a home, theater rooms are always a hot point, and entertainment spaces. And all of us know you have teenagers in there and they're listening to Star Wars and the entire home can hear it. They turn up the volume on that. So making sure that you're designing with the acoustics and the audio in mind is going to be everything. If you are doing a new build, there are a lot of brand new roofs that are actually metal roofs. But I think one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that when it rains, they're loud.
Oh, yeah, that is loud.
They're right there by the bedrooms oftentimes. So talk to experts, talk to your contractor, talk to roofing experts, and make sure that just because you like the look and it looks great on house or on Pinterest, that it's actually functional and that you're okay with that. Sound is so important. I personally have a sound system in my home. We can turn on different music for different rooms. And specifically on Sunday, I just love to blast that through the whole house, even though my kids are probably so annoyed.
Yeah.
But it's great to be able to control all of that and have it So you can only have specific rooms on at different times if that's something that you enjoy. But again, it's all just in the planning. It's something that I think is more popular than ever. And just even wiring for things so that you can add things later is so imperative. And at the new construction stage, it will save you so much money.
Yeah, and it's so cool to add that at the time you're building or the time you're updating, as opposed to we just have an external Sonos system, right, where we have one in the bathroom and one in the kitchen and you got to select which one, which is fine. It's not that cumbersome, but to be able to like have that built into the home is pretty cool.
Yeah, and every client has different wants and needs. There's always that man cave in the basement that the guys just want to watch the Jazz game. They want to watch their favorite movie. So we just want to make sure that when that is going on, that it's not affecting all of the other house. Because a lot of times, as you know, those teenagers stay up a lot later and you might have small kids and they're in different bedrooms. And so we just want to make sure that we're planning ahead. Remodeling is always a little harder than new construction, but it can be done. And I really believe that getting a good team, get that interior designer, get your contractor, and making all of these plans, getting the experts involved early will save you time and money and really avoid very costly mistakes that, you know, when you do a home, you just want to do it once.
Yeah, that's so important. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. You can go down to her stores, get her expertise from her and her team of designers down there. They can redo your house however you like it. Heather, I also know that you use local bankers and local vendors when you with your products.
We sure do. And we definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank. If you are planning on building or remodeling, please call Central Bank. They are a local Utah company. They have been in business for over 130 years. And unlike a lot of the banks that we heard about this week, they are safe and secure since 1891. I personally talked to the president of the American Fork branch of Central Bank, and they are in a great place. They are lending money. They're proud to do it. They're financially sound. We love Central Bank. They're personally my bank for my business. They've helped me grow Osmond Designs, and we love having them part of this show. So thank you, Central Bank.
Yes, so perfect. Okay, let's take a break. We've got one more segment where we'll get you all the latest on what's going on in Utah's real estate market. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on The Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond is with me, Lindsay Ertz. Osmond Designs is her store down in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, it's been a tough week for a lot of people, especially in the banking industry, in mortgage industry. People just, the markets are a little unsettled and everyone's just kind of on edge a little bit right now.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are still needing to buy homes and refinance their homes. If you do have an adjustable mortgage rate right now, it's maybe a good time to get that fixed.
I actually did hear, I think we reported this week on KSL News Radio, that at the beginning of the week when the SVB, Silicon Valley Bank situation and collapse was happening and the fallout from that, it actually brought mortgage rates down a little bit.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this segment is just hopefully going to help you get some tips on getting the lowest mortgage rate possible. So if you're building a home, remodeling a home, buying a new home, we're here to help you. Rates surpassed 7% for the first time in 20 years this last month. Mm-hmm. And mortgage rates probably will continue to go up.
Sounds like it.
It ebbs and flows, yeah. Right? But which, of course, affects all of the monthly mortgage payments, which all of us are very concerned about. I don't know how anyone is affording homes right now in this economy. It almost takes two incomes to even buy a starter home. So get in early. There are a lot of investments that are very unstable, but real estate seems to just be tried and true. And in specifically in Utah, it just continues to do well over the long term. A lot of out-of-staters still continue to invest in Utah. They're buying second homes, they're buying third homes, and it's still a great time to purchase. So we definitely want to help you do that. Number one, credit score. Make sure your credit score is fantastic. Close those bank accounts and those credit lines and those Nordstrom cards.
The old
if you're
Navy
not
card.
Using them. Yeah, get your FICO score where it needs to be and pay down, you know, that Dave Ramsey theory,
right,
of just pay down whatever you can, and so that you can qualify. Be prepared to invest.
Listened to a little bit of his podcast. He's no nonsense.
He doesn't mess around.
Just full on. You're spending what on eating out? Stop it.
Stop it. And if you ever need a good laugh, just having some of those podcasts going on and listening to the guests make their excuses they just bought the $40,000 new truck.
Right.
And he's fearless.
He's pretty no nonsense.
I kind of like it a little bit. Yeah, but he'll talk a lot about those credit scores. So I think that's great. And raising your score will help you get a lower interest rate and help you qualify. And especially in this very competitive market, you do not want any hiccups. Loan types is the second part of this. There are different and various types of mortgage loans, from the fixed rate to adjustable, government insured loans. And we want you to find the right fit for you and your family. And there are some very creative loan types that you can do as well. As with the 7% interest rate, you can buy down that rate to a 5, to a 4, to a 3, which will save you a lot of money in relation to a 30-year amortized loan. Okay, number 3, debt to income ratio. You have to get out of debt. You have to sell things. We all have stuff at our house that we do not need. Maybe we have 2 very expensive cars. If you are trying to qualify for a loan, you might want to sell one of those so that your debt to income ratio, even though that doesn't sound very fun.
Yeah.
Number 4, down payment. Save. Be conservative.
That's hard. It's hard to get enough money for that down payment.
I know. Spend less than what you make.
Yeah.
I know. It's bad news.
Sounds so simple, Heather. Just spend less than you make.
It's just hard. I know.
But if you don't make enough.
Dang it.
That's the problem.
Knock,
Paul. Yeah. Lindsay needs a raise. And then, you know, look at that loan term. And make sure that you're comfortable with not only the interest rate, but all of the other fees that are being assessed so that you can do that. Shop your loan. Make sure that you're getting a loan that fits for your family. I, of course, am a little biased to Central Bank, but I love that they have in-house underwriters and they have loan committees that meet twice a week. So your file is not being mailed off or emailed off to an out-of-state investor to look at to see if you would qualify. And these are your neighbors and your friends. So these are just a few tips that will hopefully help you to get the best rate in this real estate market. We want you to be investing. I personally invest in the real estate market. We've made more money in real estate than we ever have in the furniture and interior design business. And it's mailbox money. 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. So it's a great time, especially with what's going on in the economy. And we're here to cheer you on.
So good. Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores in Lehigh and Orem. Swing by. Update your house while you're at it. It'll sell for more if you're trying to sell
Imagine
your house.
That.
Right?
I
Just
know.
Have Heather design it for you. You'll get 20% more. That's not a promise. Heather, love chatting with you every week on The Real Estate Show.
Thanks so much, Lindsay.
We'll be back next week.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.